Good morning. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC. I'm Arlo Perez Esquivel. Former Colorado Governor Roy Romer is donating decades of public service records to Metropolitan State University of Denver. CPR's Jenny Brandine.
As a young lawmaker, Romer helped create MSU 60 years ago. Romer is 97 years old now. University leaders say his gubernatorial archives will give undergraduate students from diverse and lower-income backgrounds rare access to firsthand policy research. The papers chronicle major Colorado milestones, including the creation of DIA and vetoing a ban on same-sex marriage. The family is also giving a $2 million donation to help support the newly renamed Romer Institute of Evidence-Based Policy. Jenny Brandine, CPR News.
The U.S. Department of Commerce plans to invest $2 billion into quantum companies, including two based in Colorado. Atom Computing and Inflection will each receive $100 million under the federal Chips and Science Act. Quantum tech could one day make computers far more powerful than current ones. This weekend is the unofficial start of summer, and the weather will start to feel a lot like it. Denver 7 Chief Meteorologist Lisa Hidalgo says it's going to warm up and dry out over the weekend.
We're typically in the low 70s here as we get into the end of May. We've been well below normal all week long, but we'll be back closer to 80 on Sunday. Looks good on Monday, 80s again.
There will be a slight chance of afternoon storms later today. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.